Great start. Good evening and welcome to this Exmouth Town Council planning meeting on Monday the 10th of October 2022 at 6 p.m. Agenda item one is apologies for absence. Are you getting that, Lisa?
I don't have any apologies for absence.
I have one from Andrew Coleman.
Apologies for Andrew Coleman.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anybody else with any apologies at all? No? Okay. So we move on to agenda item two, the minutes of the meeting held on the 26th of September 2022, which was quite a long meeting, as I remember. Does anybody have any comments about those minutes? Okay. We need to vote for those, don't we? Okay, so can we have a proposer to, okay, a proposer and David Poore and Brian Bailey. All those in favour? Thank you very much. All those against? Abstentions? Fair play. Does anybody have any declarations of interest with regards to tonight's business at all?
Only to say that I'm Marks and Spencer's. Shop at Marks and Spencer's.
Cool. Actually, let's just have a show of hands for that one. Who in here shops at Marks and Spencer's? Occasionally. There you go. All councillors. Okay. Cool. Councillor Frank Ellis.
Yeah, 222102. The Grange Home. I used to have a number 11, so that they haven't moved or changed. I know, I probably know the owners.
Okay. Is that it for everybody? Okie doke. So we now move to urgent business. I don't think there is any. I suppose at this stage is a good point to say, did we all get the email regarding Douglas Gardens?
Yeah.
Saying that one's been deferred until next time, because I don't think the residents were entirely... They didn't feel they'd had enough time to see it and to make any representations. And there's still time for us to hear it next time, and it will give them a chance to do that, and we can use those comments in our deliberations. Okay, so we move to tree and advertising consent applications in the town ward. Marks and Spencer's Food Hall, replacement of various signage. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations. Policy D4 is affected here, applications for display of advertisements. Is that in here? You need to read that one?
That's because it's
D, isn't it? Yeah. And supplementary planning, another informal guidance that should... be taken into account is Exmouth shopfront guidance in the Exmouth neighbourhood and the Exmouth neighbourhood plan. Okay, so I guess Councillor Tim Bumper.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yeah, I asked a couple of questions earlier about the trolley bay ones, because it said halo lighting. Now, I don't know what halo lighting is. But I looked more carefully, and I had an answer from our revered town clerk here to say that it was, in fact, non-illuminated. So I'm not worried then about its effect on the estuary and the wildlife there. So as far as I can see, I have no objection at all to that.
Thank you.
So halo lighting is where you have the raised signs, and the light actually comes out from underneath.
It's not
the actual letters themselves aren't illuminated. Mm-hmm. The light comes out from underneath, and frames the lights.
Yeah. As fellow town ward member, I too have no problem with it. I think most of the light is faced towards areas away from the estuary, which is the only real concern. And it's not so bright that it's going to be illuminating the sort houses over the way. So, yeah, I have no problem with it at all. So we have a proposer and a seconder. Oh, sorry, yeah, anybody else, of course. Councillor Cullis.
Yeah, it's quite mindful. But looking at their plans, the pictures in the window, they show that they're just blank windows at the moment, and they're going to put pictures in the windows, but the pictures already in the window have been for a seriously long time, I believe.
I guess, because that's not illuminated or...
Okay.
I mean, it is signage, isn't it? But it's removable signage. It's a poster, I guess.
It just seems bizarre that they say there's nothing in there when there is already, and then they're making a big deal about putting stuff in there when it's already there.
So you mean all of the pictures of food and stuff that they have in there? Like the huge apples. That doesn't really... You don't really need planning permission for those, do you?
Cause no.
So I'm assuming that's the case, that you don't need it for that. Does anybody else have any comments on that application at all? Councillor Rosser?
Yeah, I noticed there's no west elevation, which is the elevation facing the estuary. So I don't know if they're doing anything there or not.
It doesn't.
I think it's just a straight replacement for the signage that they've got there at the moment, which was approved back in 2016 when the store was approved. They're just replacing all the signs that are there currently. They're replacing them, but they're removing the word hall, I think. So it just says M&S Food rather than M&S Food Hall. But essentially, it's exactly the same signage.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder for approval. That's Tim proposing, me seconding. All those in favour? Okay, so that is unanimous. Councillor Coleman has arrived. That's right, no worries. Just for the benefit of the tape, or the computer, whatever it is these days. Okay, so we move on to planning applications. First up is Brixington, application 22-1729 full, 33 Hawthorne Grove. A single story rear extension and garage conversion. We've got no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. We should pay heed to Exmouth Neighbourhood Policy EB2, which I'm sure you know. I know too. New development should be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design as exemplified in the Avenue's design statement of 2005. That's the one time I will read that tonight. Do we have Councillor Nicholas? It's weird being here because everybody's moved. I'm a bit confused. Councillor Cherry Nicholas. Okay, thank you, Councillor Coleman. I know you've just got here, but... Cool. Okay, so you're happy to propose and second approval?
Yeah.
So any other comments from anybody else at all? No? Okay, so we do have a proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour... Unanimous. Thank you. So we move to Halston. Planning application 22-2029, variation, 21 Highbury Park, removal of condition number 4, glazing, on application 22-1061 full, due to the approved glass being obscure glass, which would affect the views of the estuary. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Exmouth Policy EB2 applies. The extract from the delegated... Shall I read this, do you think? So we have an extract from a delegated report for the original application regarding the glazing, which is in tiny writing. The scale, form and architectural style of the proposed extension is acceptable in terms of its impact on the character and appearance of the host building. Close quarter public rather than the wider landscape. The amendment of the proposed extension from that permitted would have no perceptible impact on the amenities of neighbouring properties with regard to overshadowing or dominance, but would enable upper and lower floors to have more extensive southwest facing views across the neighbouring garden than would the permitted scheme. To protect the privacy of neighbouring residents, therefore a condition is recommended to secure obscured glazing for all southwest facing windows, to retain as fixed shut the southwest facing panes of the wraparound gable and windows, and to restrict the opening on the other windows. By means of this safeguard, the scheme is now considered to accord with the local plan strategies 3, 4 and 48, and policy D1, and with neighbourhood plan policy EB2. So this is to remove the condition that the glazing is obscured. Yet the delegated report said that the condition is necessary for the planning application to go through. I'm getting good at this. So anyway, that's just a thought there. Councillor Lynn Elson, welcome.
Anyway, no, I will propose refusal of removal of condition 4. There was quite a number of complaints and objections from others within the row. There's about 5 or 6 objections to the original application, which is why this was actually, there was a long discussion at the time about the windows. And they are going to be intrusive on the adjoining properties, so therefore I will propose refusal of the removal of condition 4.
Yes, I would agree with the Councillor Elson. This was brought about for a reason. The reasons, the circumstances have not changed, so that should still be upheld. I've been to East Devon planning meetings where officers have told me no one's entitled to a view. I think we need to fortify that bit by saying that there must be restricted openings so that you can't throw the window open wide and still look out. I don't know whether that is in the condition, but I think it needs to be. Oh, right, fair enough then. I'll second that. Objection.
Okay, any further comments at all? So we have a proposer, and I know you seconded it, but we haven't got to Brian Toy yet, so proposer and seconder for approval. Right, we'll start that again. Proposer and a seconder for refusal, definitely. All those in favour of refusal. Okay, that is unanimous too. Okay, so we now move to application 22-2078 full, 40 Anson Road, a single-storey rear extension and removal of rear porch. We have no comments from statutory consultees or representations. Again, this is the neighbourhood policy, Exmouth neighbourhood policy, EB2, as previously read out. Councillor Brian Toy.
The rear of the property, so there's no problems with the street appearance. They've gone out of their way not to provide any side lateral fenestration, so there's no overlooking problem. So I would recommend approval.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Lynn Elson, then?
Happy to second.
Okay, any further comments at all? No. So, proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Application 22-2102 full, 8 Grange Avenue, 2-storey rear extension and conversion of roof space to habitable use to include dormer and 2 side roof lights. No comments from statutory consultees or representations, and again, it's Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Lynn Elson.
Thank you. Well, members will probably recall we had a recent application for number 16 Grange Avenue, which we did object to under EB2. However, that one has recently been discussed more fully, and we were advised that there were certain aspects to it that would have been permitted development had we pursued some of the issues that we'd raised, which in fact has a far more impact than this one. There is another house similarly further along the road, but this is more, it's not much different from what we had, a two-storey rear extension and conversion of the roof space. And I, although I do think there is going to be implications to adjoining properties, but not nowhere near as severe as number 16 was, I don't feel that we're going to be able to object in light of the application that we had previously. So therefore, I feel that I'm going to have to go with approval. But I'm not keen on it, and I do have concerns about Grange Avenue as a whole, that there are so many aspects that are, they're building these huge extensions which are impacting on properties, but and Councillor Miller will know, as who's attending tonight, will also know that we've I've had various conversations with East Devon, as he has, and a lot of what, you know, had we refused parts of that other application, we would have been in line with permitted development. We would have been out ultra-virus political permitted development now under the new guidelines. So I don't feel that we can refuse. Thank you.
Okay, your reluctance there is clear. Yeah. Councillor Toy, Brian.
Yes, I agree with the Councillor Elson. Considering what East Devon allows these days, I don't think we can legitimately make a big objection to it. This extension is to the rear of the property, and it's a semi-detached building, so there's the one fenestration on the west side, but that only faces a sort of a hall and bathroom, so if it was obscure glass, it would be even better, really. So no, I don't think that the dormers, as I say, we get dormers all over the place these days, so I would second that approval.
Okay, Councillor Cullis.
Yeah, I can't agree with that, Councillors. The bedroom window in bedroom two looks like it's like a large bifolding window, and that'll be looking directly onto the neighbour's garden, and the loft conversion will do the same, so I won't be supporting the application.
Okay, does anybody else have any comments at all? So we do have a proposer and a seconder, albeit reluctantly, for approval. So all those in favour? All those against? And abstentions? Cool. Okay. Planning application 22-2109 full, 3 Hullam Road, erection of a replacement detached single garage. No comments from statutory consultees or representations, and Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, I can't see any great problem. They're just replacing an old garage with a more solid construction. The only difference as far as the street view is concerned, we've got an open over door instead of opening wooden doors. So I don't think that's any great problem. So I would recommend approval.
Thank you, Councillor Elson. Len?
Yeah, I concur with Councillor Toy. And I'll second.
Any other comments at all?
No, because it is a space
one. Yeah. Anybody else? No? Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? Cool, that's unanimous. Right, we move to Littleham.
With regard to the next one, Chair, just so the charity for which I work owns a property at Mundy's Farm. But they're all numbered. This one hasn't actually got a number. It just says Mundy's Farm. So I'm happy to declare an interest in the sense that hospice care own a property at Mundy's Farm. But, you know, I'm just surprised there's not a number there, because I have to say they're all numbered, the ones in Mundy's Farm that we're involved in. But I'm happy to declare an interest in case.
Okay. Is that noted? Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Elson. So, 220781 full, Mundy's Farm, West Down Lane. Construction of a replacement shed. We've got no comments from consultees or representations. Councillor, and this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EN1 regarding the area of natural beauty, and EB2, this is Grade 2 listed. Councillor Dumper.
I'd better declare an interest as a member of the Partnership Board of the AON
Okay. Okay, thank you, Tim. Councillor Mike Rosser.
I've got no objection to this proposal. I'm happy to recommend approval.
Okay, Councillor David Paul.
Chair, I have no objection, but I think we should make a note.
Thanks. Okay, sorry.
Sorry. I think we should make a note just to make sure it stays a garden shed, because it looks awfully like a residential to me. Or could become residential.
Okay, can we note that condition? Councillor Brian Bailey.
I agree with my colleagues.
Okay. So we... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, a very, very large shed. I mean, I share the concerns raised by David Paul that this shed will end up as accommodation rented out on Airbnb or used for some other purpose rather than a shed, because it's a very large shed.
Okay, that's noted. So if we note that, and also they would need sort of a change of use for that to happen,
which
I would imagine we would, you know, we would be against, given the feeling in the room at the minute.
That's so we find out that it's being used. For, you know, are they going to declare it?
You're very cynical, Councillor Cullis. Very cynical. But I take on board what you're saying, Councillor Rosser.
If they were to use it for Airbnb, it would have to meet building standards regulations for habitable accommodation. I don't think sheds do that.
So, point noted. Completely understand what you're saying, but at this stage we can't do anything. We can't really object on those grounds. The number of trowels you could get in there, the number of shovels.
Excuse me, Chair. Could we not recommend approval on condition that it's not used for residential?
Yeah, that's what we said. Yeah.
I missed that. I'm going to get my apologies.
Yeah. Okay, so we do have a proposer and a seconder for approval. So all those in favour? All those against? And any abstentions? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Oh, is this in Hogs? Okay, fair enough. Planning application 221500, listed building consent, 40 Bickerton Street. To the proposal to install a stair lift at the ground floor leading to the first floor level. We have no no statutory consultee comments and no representations. Councillor Brian, and again, this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2. Councillor Brian Bailey.
I can't see a particular problem with this. It's obviously necessary, so I'm quite happy to go along with it.
Okay, Councillor David Paul.
I have no objection either.
Okay, and Councillor Mike Rosser.
No objection. I presume the building officer would have to agree because it's a listed building.
Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, this is a listed building, so some of these lists are quite hefty, and some of the machinery can make some vibration. I think we need some assessment as to whether that's not going to affect the structure of an old building, that's all. I don't know whether officers might look at this one just with that point in view, really, but otherwise the principle is no problem.
I think this is one of those occasions where you have to have faith in professionals. So I would imagine if the listed building officer looked at it and did say that, then that would be the case. And also, you'd hope that the engineers who have been employed to fit it would say this isn't suitable if that is the case.
When I was an optician, I've tested people at home, and some of these cause a racket and a lot. Some of them are quite hefty. So that's the only reservation I would have.
Okay. They're ever so lightweight these days. Okay, any further comments at all? Because we do have a proposal and a seconder for approval. So, all those in favour? Okay, that's unanimous. Thank you very much. As we mentioned, 221954 outline is for Douglas Gardens is deferred until next time. Excuse me. So we move to 222054 full. One St Margaret's View, conversion of garage to a home office slash guest room. So we have no comments from statutory consultees or representations. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EN1 for the AOMB and EB2. So I guess, same. Councillor Mike Rosser. Okay, sorry. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I can see no objections with this. It's not going to affect anything or anybody or the motion, so I'm quite happy with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Paul.
Again, I have no objection.
Councillor Rosser. Okay. Any other comments at all? Councillor Toy.
Have we had any response from South West Water about the extra load on the sewage system? I suppose not.
From a guest room? Is there even any sewage in here? I don't know.
There's no comments from South West
Water. Right, okay.
You see, when you've got that number of units, one does wonder about the overloading on the sewage system, as it's not adequate as it is at the moment. But whether we can object on those grounds, I don't know.
Are you on the
extra Douglas load Gardens, on the sewage system?
The Douglas Gardens. Mm. Well, we've deferred that until next time. So we are on 22. We're on the next one after that. St Margaret's View. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So do we have any further comments, Councillor Cullis?
Actually, Joe. Bills like this, when they're going to be against the neighbour's wall, do they put another brickwork in then insulate it, or are they just going to have their neighbour's garage wall and just plaster over that?
It'll be a party wall act, so it'll be a civil matter that they will have to inform their neighbour that they want to use that party wall, and they will have to agree with the neighbour what works need to be done to mitigate any impact.
Okay, so they do have to have their approval of the neighbour.
Party Wall Act, but it's a civil matter, not a planning matter. Yeah.
Okay, any further comments at all? No, so we do have a proposer and a seconder for approval. I think it was Councillor Bailey and then Paul. So all those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? Okay, so that's carried. So we are now on application 22-20994 full, 3 Clyde Lodge, flat 2 Cypress Road. This is for the enlargement of the window on the southeast elevation and the reposition of the windows on the southwest elevation. Conservation do not wish to comment on this. We have no other statutory consultee comments. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, and it is in a conservation area. So, Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. I thought the conservation officer said he's going to independently assess it. So, he may not come to know, but the implication is he will assess it in the future. So I would have no objection subject to the conservation officer's assessment.
Okay, thank you. And then I guess if it needs to, that will form part of East Devon's. That will be in time for them to deliberate on it, won't it? Okay. Councillor Brian Bailey. Yeah, that's fine. Councillor Rosser. Councillor Rosser. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Where are we? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Any other comments at all? Councillor Cullis?
Yeah, well, I'm going tonight. on my notes, I put a comment from the conservation officer. I didn't really understand what he was saying with that comment. Is that what you're saying? David D, he's going to take a look later?
That's why I read it.
Can we just see that?
There's a couple of applications this time where the conservation officers have said that they don't want to comment, but it'll be looked at under their normal casework sort of approach. Show you.
Yeah, well, I know it's not. I know it's not ideal, but
So conservation. We do not wish to comment on this application. Case officer to assess. And there are a couple of other applications that have got the same comments this time. So they're not posting the comments as part of their public consultation consultee status. It doesn't mean that they aren't going to assess the application.
Do you think that's going to be a trend going forward, Lisa? Because it's not helpful to us, is it, really?
If you could note, it would be useful to ask, does that mean that case officer assessment will then be sent to East Devon in some way?
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just say no comment.
Yeah. I'll follow that up. There are a couple that they've said the same thing this time.
It would be good to know what that means. Yeah. Councillor, did you want to speak, Terry? Yeah, Councillor Nicholas and then Councillor Dunbar.
I'm just curious. This is a flat in a block of flats, and surely if you're going to enlarge one window on the southeast elevation and reposition all the windows on the southwest elevation, that's going to make the rest of the flats look out of kilter.
Being changed.
Okay.
I don't know what the other half of this looks like.
And then
whether it's going to be incongruous. That one's changing on the southeast, and that's changing on the southwest. Those are the two windows that are being changed. So they're just making the apertures slightly bigger.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything huge. I'll take your point that if it was on block of flats, it would look weird. But as Lisa says, just making the one of the other things slightly bigger.
Just the four?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'll tell you, they don't like it.
That's what you sent her there for, to tell us we're wrong. So, Councillor Dunbar.
No, I'm withdrawing my comment. Having read.
I was only going to make a comment. The conservation officer is saying it will be assessed in the caseload. My only concern is if that is going to be in time for the planning application, in as much as that we've had some in the past where unfortunately people have had to take out windows and things because it's in a conservation area. I mean, Montpelier Road was one in point. Where a woman bought a house in Montpelier Road, found there wasn't full planning permission, and she had to take the window out, and it was all right. But, you know. So I'm just thinking, going along with what Councillor Cullis is saying, and if the assessment is not going to be done in time for the planning application, and then, any future problem could be that, it might be assessed at a later date. I'm just wondering, what they mean by on the case.
Yeah. Well, I think, Lisa, you'll have followed that up. And with some sort
I'm just of concerned it might cause trouble later on, ongoing concern. It, if it's not fully done, somebody else might have the problem like we had with these last few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's peculiar, and it would be good to get some clarity. Especially if there's two or three and that's gonna be an ongoing thing. I forgot, do we have a proposer and a seconder for approval? We do, don't we?
Oh. As if it might be the side that's a little bit compared to the...
Yeah, I don't know.
House that's
right. I don't know. Like traffic in this area.
Typical conditions.
Right, okay.
Planning means of their conditions, I don't know. So where are we up to? There we are. Okay, thank you, Darren. I think the same comments will go when we reach the other ones with that conservation officer comment. So planning application 22-21-10 full. Side extension, we have no comments from statutory consultees or representations. Excellent neighbourhood planning policy DB2 applies. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair, no objections.
Okay, Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair, no objection.
And Councillor Mike Rosser.
I agree, no objection.
Any other comments from anybody else? Okay, you have proposer and seconder for approval. Full, 2A Cypress Road, a single-storey front extension. Again, we have the comment from the conservation officer that they do not wish to comment. So we bear that in mind as we make our decision. Councillor Mike Rosser.
I've got no objection. Happy to recommend approval.
Okay, Councillor Brian Bailey.
Likewise, Chair.
Get no objection.
Okay. Councillor Frank Ellis. It's always one, isn't
it? Yeah, always one. Well, it's me today as well. On the application, they tick the box on the range trees and falling distance, and they say no, but from looking at street view, there obviously is. They do say there's bushes. Well, I'm not sure whether there was a tree in the bushes, but they look like trees to me. And this extension looks like it's going to be very, 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 very close to them. On top of the roots, almost, of those trees are still there by street view. So, yeah, I don't know, have you guys looked at that and what you thought of that?
Tell us the time clock if you can define the difference between a tree and a bush.
There will be a
definition.
That's the definition. Yeah.
I was just going to ask Councillor Cullors whether there was earlier a very big shed. Now, is this a very big bush?
I have no words.
I've lost it. Hang on. Tree officer isn't consulted on it, so.
No.
See that. Is that a tree or is that a bush? And if you go down,
that's a tree. That's a bush.
Is that a bush? If you go down the other road, it's down where you're pointing at now, almost. I mean, are those trees? And then turn around. Are they trees or are they bushes?
It's a bush.
Technically, it'll depend on the species.
Of
the
If you look on the map, if you look down.
Google Earth.
Sorry?
Google Earth.
Street view.
So if you go back onto that, and then there's an option when you're on there to turn it into satellite pictures.
Can we try and move this on? Everything's approval subject to a tree officer's opinion.
I think we can know that we'd like a tree officer to have a look at it, or for East Devon to consider that when making their deliberations. Is that fair?
Yeah.
A fair note to add to this? Okay, so we have a proposal and a second for approval. All those in favour, with that note added. Okay, that's unanimous, thank you. Right. So, that one. Okay, we now move to planning application 22-21194, 8 Dunsford Close, a single story rear extension, garage conversion into a habitable space. Alteration to fenestration and one new roof light and an extension of gable to the side. We have no comments from statutory consultees or representations. And again, this is excellent neighbourhood plan EB2. Councillor Brian Bailey.
No objections, Chair.
Councillor Mike Rosser.
No objection.
Councillor David Paul.
No objection.
Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? Cool, that's unanimous. Okay, we now move to... There's a lot in Litlam today, isn't there? Blimey. We now move to application 22-21424, full, 9 Mare Vale, a proposed two-storey side extension with alteration to fenestration, loft conversion into habitable use with side dormer, a detached garage with the addition of first floor storage. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This again is excellent neighbourhood plan policy EB2. We've got some comments from the councillors here, but Councillor Mike Rosser, if you could outline this.
Before Frank gets in there, I think this is one where I would like our horticultural assessment. They are cramming this extension into a space which is very close to trees.
Okay. Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. In principle, I have no objection. I don't think there are any overlooking issues, but there could be a possible overlooking issue from the extension onto the side house of number 7. Since we can't see number 7, then we can't clarify that. But I do notice from street view there's a load of shrubs against the wall of number 7, in which case it suggests there's no windows.
Right, okay. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I have a similar opinion to Councillor Rosser on this. So I can't say any more than that. Sorry, John, I'm holding you up tonight.
It's all right.
I don't have much of a problem with the house, but I don't understand why you would have, if it's a two-storey garage, if it's just for storage, why you'd have a dormer to it. That looks like it's just going to be end up a dwelling or used as a dwelling. So any approval should be on the condition that it's not used as a dwelling, the garage part.
I think it says, doesn't it, that the garage is being converted into a habitable space.
Yeah.
So that is their intention. That's what the application is for.
No, it says garage conversion.
Garage conversion into... That's different to what it says here.
Maybe they want to put an Airbnb flat on top of the garage. I mean, promoting tourism. Well, I don't have a problem with that, personally.
Right. So there's a bit of confusion here because in what I've got, it doesn't talk about. It talks about a slightly different thing to what's there. So it appears that they converted the garage, and so is there still a garage there when they finished? Yeah.
They're turning the existing garage into habitable space, building a separate garage on the side with a wall flat on top.
Oh, dear me. Right, no, okay, that's, yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm looking at the wrong application here. Okay, so where do we feel that we want to go with this? What?
Well, I've suggested approval, but I would like a horticultural assessment to make sure there's no damage to trees.
Okay, well, and again, could we add the note about it being storage and it not being habitable space? Is that, and the fact that we'd like to see some sort of arboricultural
report? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you start with the no overnight sleeping? Is that still an option?
No. You can ask for a condition to be put on it that it's not used as a separate living accommodation. It's only ancillary to the main house, but you can't specify nobody to sleep in it.
People sleep anywhere, Frank. Yeah. Okay, so we do have a proposer and a seconder for approval with those conditions or comments made. So all those in favour? Okay, that is unanimous. Oh, here we go. Ah. So we come to planning application 22-21-20, full, major full, yeah, thanks, I was trying to think. Not brilliant at it yet. How many of us in here have had any kind of representations? So does anybody in here have a declaration of interest on this one? Because I think I do. I'm fairly sure I've had, so I've had emails from residents regarding this, because we moved to town ward, sorry. Emails from residents regarding this, and also many attempts from the developer to telephone me, which I ignored. Okay. Does anybody else wish to? Councillor Dumper?
Yeah. Well, just to say that some of us actually went to the display that they did for it in the Imperial Hotel. So if that needs to be declared, I certainly went.
Okay, Councillor Cullis.
Same as Councillor Dumper, I went to the Imperial to see their presentation.
I felt it wasn't appropriate that I went to that, but yeah, no, that's fine. Just, you know, so I can remain entirely impartial and do this.
Bonds was there, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you have an officer present, then it's fine.
Okay.
Sorry, Councillor Cagle was there when I was there.
So, this is for Jewson Limited. The applicant is Churchill Retirement Living. And the proposal is for is a redevelopment of the site for 54 retirement living apartments and 6 retirement living cottages, including communal facilities, access, car parking and landscaping, and 178 square metres of commercial use, which is Class E. We have the following comments from statutory consultees. Councillor Ollie Davey objects to the change of use from commercial employment to residential use, and therefore, which is contrary to Strategy 32 of the local plan, especially in the town centre. Exmouth already has an over-provision of housing for older people, and it's unlikely to be affordable for local residents. The Devon County Council Historic Environment Officer comments that this application should be supported by the submission of a written scheme of investigation, setting out a programme of archaeological work to be undertaken in mitigation for the loss of heritage assets.
It's on the site of the old gas works,
yeah,
and they think there's some archaeological remains underneath the site that would need to be protected.
Yeah. worth a lot these days, I hear. The police designing out crime officer. Oh, okay. The police designing out crime officer recommends a number of conditions relating to lighting, fencing, access control, and CCTV to reduce the risk of crime for residents. And South West Water give their standard advice regarding foul and surface water drainage requirements. The representations from members of the public at the time of writing of this agenda were an objection that represents massive overdevelopment, concern about traffic, which is on what is already a rat run, on a blind bend with a history of accidents. There is inadequate parking provision and any benefits provided by the impending parking permit scheme will be lost. Another representation is in support. The development will be a vast improvement and is a good use of a neglected brownfield site. This pertains to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. EE3, which is on the next page. Applications for change of use from employment use to residential leading to a reduction of employment will only be supported if the existing site is no longer economically viable and the site has been marketed at a realistic price for a minimum of 1 year. We also policy H2, which is to meet the identified housing need, all development within the built-up area boundary on sites of more than 10 properties should seek to deliver as a minimum 25% affordable units. The majority of affordable units should provide one or two bedroom housing. Occupancy will be subject to a local connection clause. And GA3, getting on my way around here tonight, is all new housing and employment development proposals should, where feasible, seek to connect with the existing footway and cycle network or seek opportunities to further develop the network to ensure such connectivity. Such proposals should be mindful of the strategy for cycle routes in Exmouth. Okay. I'm going to be horrible now. Councillor Tim Dunper.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I mean, the first thing I think to say is that I agree with Councillor Ali Davies' representation there, that we should, where possible, try and keep it as employment land in the centre of town. There are a number of positive things to say about it, but there are also a number of negatives in the current scheme if we cannot maintain it as employment land. One of the things is that our largest need in housing terms is more for younger people and for affordable housing, not for people coming into town. I remember talking to the developers down there about the idea of people moving from outside into Exmouth. Their contention on what they had done in previous schemes was that most people actually moved from within the area, the older people who would take this on. But I think, to be quite honest, I mean, that may or may not be true, and I don't think we should necessarily take from that. I would also like to say that, following on from what was said earlier about sewage, and large schemes by Councillor Brian Tory. I think this is another case where we should be very careful. South West Water didn't really make a comment opposing it on those grounds, but I mean, it will be interesting to know from them on October the 17th what they actually think of those kind of proposals. There are a number of other things. I looked quite carefully, actually, at the ecological aspects of this. And whereas they are making some provision on boundaries, we are going to lose some. from the site. So, I mean, we could go on a long way. I mean, I'd like to think that if this were rejected throughout because it doesn't meet the right category of land, in other words, not being maintained as employment land, I would like to think that we might have another stab at whatever they come back with. Anyway, that's all from me. I oppose the scheme in its current form.
Okay. This is one of those things where we have to vote on the application that's put in front of us, but I wish it wasn't from a retirement living company in this case. But just because you don't like the, this is my representation for a second, Frank. So this is my, just because we don't like what's being applied, the sort of housing that's there, they've made plans to buy the site or bought the site, and that's what they want to do. Nobody who's going to provide affordable accommodation for younger people has made plans to do this, so it is what it is. Can I ask a question? Has it been marketed for a year?
I don't know. Somebody raised, one of the councillors,
One of the representations raised it as well.
One of the representations that Jewson, David, that because Jewson's have been advertising for staff on that site.
That's right, yeah.
On some of the job sites, that would steer you to think that it's still viable as an employment location.
They're looking to relocate, aren't they?
No evidence about the marketing of the site.
Okay. Well, I think, to be fair, I think we would need to see that evidence before we could look to even think about approval of this. I've got real doubts. I do think it's overdevelopment. It's a relatively small site, very close to the town centre. I do share concerns about traffic, and as I say, overdevelopment in an area that's quite well packed with accommodation as things stand. Right, that's me done. Councillor Cullis had his hand up.
Thank you, Joe. It does kind of feel a bit like Tesco's all over again, really. I think we should put just as much effort into trying to protect this land as employment land as we did Tesco's, because as it's so close to town, I think that makes it even more important to be protected as land for employment in future. Following what you just said about age-restricted housing, we can't look at. Well, we're the planning committee, and if we can't plan how the town grows, what's the point of us being here? The town's got already an unhealthy balance of older people, and what it needs is, you could fill a whole town with old people homes, but you're not going to have the young people to work there. The town needs to start taking a wider approach and provide and look after its growing population, not just its older population. I think I've said it before, Exmouth is becoming a place to die. We should be building a place for people to live in, not to come and die.
Only the press were here, that would be the quote. Councillor Elson, and then Councillor Bailey.
I was only going to say that rather than get muddled up with what this is going to be, is just to make the standpoint that Frank has made, actually, that we go on the basis it's ultra to neighbourhood plan EE1, which is what we started with when we did the Tesco thing, rather than get muddled up, bogged down in what's actually going on the site, but actually predominantly oppose it on the basis of the neighbourhood plan and the EE1.
Yeah.
And there is something in the neighbourhood plan about the balanced provision as well. Rather than get bogged down in the aspects of this particular application and saying, oh, it's too many houses, there's traffic, there's...
Yeah.
Because I think otherwise we're going to start diverting what we're actually saying rather than concentrating on the one thing, that it's employment land, and we really need to maintain employment land.
So we need to maintain employment land, and we, as far as we can see, there's no evidence that they've marketed it to the appropriate length of time.
And I think we need to be steered on that, that part of the neighbourhood plan and the provision, rather than start saying, oh, but we don't, but if it, in principle they did it, we wouldn't like this and we wouldn't like that. Otherwise it dilutes the amount of effort we're putting in about it being against.
I think when it comes to what we say is that's entirely right. I just think it's useful sometimes for us to vent a little bit. I completely agree. So when you write that, focus on that part, definitely. Councillor Bailey and then Councillor Rosser.
Thank you, Chair. Take particular notice of your statement when you started. We have to look at this as it is. I quite agree with Councillor Elson. Picking away at the edges, do nothing. So, as it stands, we have no application for it to be changed from employment land to residential land. That's the first failure. The second is that we have no contributions from these developers at all.
Because
there will be no 106, there will be no sill. The never is structural. I've got this officer fine arm, I can assure you. So, as far as Exmouth in general is concerned, there is no advantage to Exmouth at all. As you quite rightly said, a lot of these people come from elsewhere, which is their prerogative. But the young people are desperate for houses. We were hoping to build houses on the former police station. That appears at the moment to be in doubt. So, which it makes even more important to keep this. Eventually, if we can't keep it as an industrial site, then the second crucial option is to build for young people and proper affordable homes, not 20% below the market price, because that's not affordable for our local people,
yeah,
who collectively are lucky to earn 30 grand a year between them. It's just not viable. So we ought to just kick it out with all the various reasons that you, I'm sure, have written down that are entrenched in your mind forever, Chairman, that you count before you go to sleep. And
you just call me a sheep?
Asleep.
Oh, sleep. Sorry.
Asleep. Instead of counting sheep, that is. So I think we object to that whole lot. Just completely reject for the reasons I've said, Councillor Elson and Frank, everybody else. And then they can come back with something a bit more sensible.
Absolutely. So, definitely, I think the
thank
point
you,
about
it.
Thank you, Councillor Bailey. The point about the contributions to Exmouth, I think, is a really important one. Councillor Rosser.
Thinking about EB2, they're proposing a three-storey building in an area which is predominantly two-storey little town terrace houses. I don't think the two match. So, I would object on that basis, as well as the other basis, the other points.
Nice little list here, Councillor Toy.
Yes, everybody agrees from at higher levels up that we are well underprovided with employment land in this town, and we're losing even more of it. Mm. And what a miserable little space that's left behind anyway. What can you put there? A small office, just about that. We talk about loss of no provision for accommodation for young people, but we got no provision for employment for young people.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a low-tax, high-earning economy. Well, I've got my opinions about that, but it's incredible that anybody's prepared to lose such valuable employment land to add more and more people of my generation into this town. We need to try and think about balancing the age level somehow, but I would object to that one on sort of those sort of social grounds, really. I think planning must include consideration of social considerations. Look at the extra stress that all those retired people are going to put on the local health services, which are completely stressed. You know, all those sort of considerations must be brought into the frame, as well as just the planning applications.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was at the point I was going to make as well, in terms of local infrastructure. Councillor Rosser, and then we'll...
Yeah, I'm going to have to say this. I mean, people are living longer. It's an increasingly elderly population. And if they are housed in appropriate accommodation, it frees up family homes. It's just the other side of it.
Councillor Poore, we'll save the best till last. That's a blind spot for me, one of the two.
I'm not going to repeat what's been said before. I totally agree with it. I think what I'm going to flag up is that this shows a deficiency in our neighbourhood plan, because we all agree that the balance is wrong. There's nothing in the neighbourhood plan that says we must action this. You're working around it, but not actually. There's no actual policy there at the present moment. So that's something I think we as a town council need to address when we have to rewrite the neighbourhood plan, possibly next year or the year afterwards. And I having said that, I agree totally with Councillor David, what he has said and the way he's going forward. And I just hope, again, that Tesco's we can stop it.
Okay. Do we have any further comments at all, Councillor?
I agree with that point. I think the neighbourhood plan ought to mention some population distribution. I think that's it.
You suggested
some kind of recommendation on that, Joe?
Did you suggest that there was something in there about it?
It's one of those policies that's ambiguous. It's on my list of policies there's an ambiguous one in there.
And does it necessarily not dovetail with how East Devon have to make their decisions anyway? So we could have that in a neighbourhood plan, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to follow that. And if it meets all the other conditions, they're not going to really take much account of that.
I'm just going to say, Chair, this is the second application in Littleham of the same type, elderly population. We'll discuss this second one next time around. These are being rushed through because they are very much aware the local plan is up for modification. So they're trying to bring these things through now.
Yeah.
They're hoping to push them through.
So I certainly think, you know, the whole it's not been marketed properly for a year and all this, and that's not been done properly. That I think that's good enough reason, and I think you're right. That's why they're trying to do that, as if we weren't spot.
I will say one last thing.
Yeah, and then we'll take a vote.
I think, you know, it's not just us who feel strongly about this. I think it's the vast majority of the town. Just as strongly about this, and as people here, we're supposed to be representing them. I think we should be as strong as we can about this. And we've lost one. Let's put all our efforts to stopping this one.
Okay. So we have a proposer, Councillor Dumper, and myself, who are recommending refusal. All those in favour of refusal. Thank you very much. That is unanimous, and you have the little list of things that we came up with between us for that, don't you, Lisa? Cool. Right. So, just check on Mr. Page. 9, 10. Okay. So, we want to planning application 22-2143 full. 24 Albion Street, ground floor rear extension, and removal of the external steel staircase. We have no comments from statutory consultees, no representations. This is pertains to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, and it's in a conservation area. Councillor Dumper.
Joe, can I interrupt? I think I should declare that I know Mr. and Mrs. Atkinson.
Okay.
Mr. Atkinson was my son's best man.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper.
Yes, I couldn't see a problem with this, so I'm going to say no objection.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It doesn't seem to be anything of any removal of external steel staircases is not something. Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? Cool. We now move to planning application 22-2158 full, 44 Montpellier Road, conversion of roof space to habitable use, including a front dormer, one roof light and a covered rear balcony, proposed remodelling of the rear tenement to provide an external staircase and decked area. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, and it's in a conservation area. Sorry, Councillor Dumper, but Councillor Dumper.
Yeah, I was going to put that one back to you, Chair. I had a look at it, and I was, you know, there were certain aspects of the decking and that kind of thing in that area that I was a bit doubtful about, and I'd be interested to hear your view.
Yeah. Can we have a look at this one? Because I've had a brief look at the plans, but is this decking thing, which we're seeing quite a lot of now, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I just ask, is it another one where the conservation officer has said that it's going to be case assessed?
It's not actually.
Okay.
It is a conservation
area. It is in a conservation area, yeah. So, yeah, Montpelier Road is in a conservation area.
Conservation will be consulted.
Okay. I just didn't know whether it was going to be like the others, because it's quite important in Montpelier, because there's a lot of...
Yeah, definitely.
There's been a lot of problems in Montpelier.
Has anybody else got any comments on this one at all?
I've got the same concerns. I have looked through it, and I've got the same concerns, because I've got people I know live there, and I've got the same concerns as you have, Tim, about the decking, about various other things, and which is why I think it's important about the conservation officer, which is why I was asking the question.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that, Yeah. Tim, how do you think that compares to other houses, and does it, would you say it complies with EB2? That's my first thought when I see that.
The Montpelier houses are so unusual and different. But
that's the problem, I think, that they're all very different.
Right,
and that would be my concern with East Devon, that they would say that there's so much variety of housing in Montpelier Road that
you know
there is no set design. Mm. But there are things that do concern me, particularly in the conservation area. But
so, I mean, you know, because that was my thinking about the plans, was that I sort of agree with you, but I didn't quite know why I didn't like it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking you.
It's an instinctive reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think...
I should be talking into my microphone.
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm minded to vote for refusal, but I'm not really sure on what grounds, because the...
I think it would be a matter of EB2, and the fact that there's conservation involved, and but we certainly should be having a conservation report on it.
Yeah, I think
Lynn
so.
Is no doubt right on that.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a get out.
There's quite a few others that have got loft conversions, and they've got dormers and things, which is why I think they're probably, you know, you can have difficulty in saying that there's not a set design to Montpelier Road. But there's I don't know where 44 is. It's just there's some parts of Montpelier Road that are very, very similar, isn't there, Tim? There's some where the houses are very similar, and they're more like a terrace of houses. So that would depend where that is.
And I think number 44 is in that group.
Changes
around the back. view is from this side. Yeah. Obviously, the changes, which is quite an enclosed.
Okay, I think I might have changed my mind. I just think maybe exceptions subject to a conservation officer's report. I think because actually I can't see any reason. It just doesn't look right in my brain. But that's not a reason to. Object.
I don't think you can argue that it's affecting the street scene. Well, absolutely. It's not entirely invisible.
No, it could be affecting it less. Yeah. But,
you can say that, you know, in principle, subject to the conservation officer, rather than say, yes, we agree, but make it a bit stronger emphasis on the conservation officer.
Yeah, how do you feel about him?
What I was going to say was that it's also, I know, getting on for backing onto that gasworks site. You know, it's actually the back of it is towards that. And I would agree. I'll go along with what you suggest. But we do want that conservation officer involved.
Because otherwise it makes a mockery of the conservation area existing at all, doesn't it?
Councillor Mike Ross.
Yeah, Councillor Ross. I think lots of the other houses out there have that sort of thing at the back, it seems. Yeah. It's not one you can really just go and have a look at either, is it? I think so. We have a proposer and a seconder for approval in principle and a strong request for a conservation officer's report if we can get it. So, all those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? Okay, no, that's unanimous, it seems. Well, we got there, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we now move to Withycombe Rowley, 222090 full. 21, now I never know how to say this word, traverses? That close. Single story front extension and conversion of garage to office utility room. We have no comments from statutory consultees. We do have a representation from the owner of 19 Traverses and have no fundamental objection to the proposals. However, some of the works will require works on their property. The left-hand side of the drive is the boundary of number 21 and the right-hand side of the pier is number 19's. Therefore, there'll be fixings and waterproofing, etc. that need to be carried out on the neighbour's property, which they would request a condition is that all details of junctions with be fully detailed and agreed with the owner prior to commencement. I mean, is that again a civil matter? Yeah. Of course, we would hope that that's what they would do, but it's not a condition we can impose. It doesn't appear to pertain to any Exmouth neighbourhood plan policy. Councillor Frank Cullis.
Thanks, Joe. Well, I've had a lot to say tonight, but I've no reason to say anything about this when I recommend approval.
Well, that's dull. Do we have any further comments at all on that one? I'm happy to second that from the chair. So we have a proposer and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? Cool, that's unanimous. We now have a new application for a street cafe licence, the Deli on the Strand. This is a weird one. I should probably declare an interest because one of the kids at the school where I work has got a job there.
Okay.
and I tell her off quite a lot because she's, because she needs to be told off quite a lot. Right, so attached is a consultation letter of Matt regarding the above application. I think have we all seen that? So we'll ask. Councillor Dunbar.
I was just going to point out that I couldn't see the diagram and map attached. Maybe I was being blind, but...
No.
It wasn't attached. I looked for it on the website.
I think I must have seen it when I got it through from licensing. Yes. That must have been when I saw it.
Same as they're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see any difference to what's there already, if I'm honest. Do we have any comments of objection or any comments we'd like noted?
I think the only thing that's been drawn to my attention by residents is that with them having a licence and next door in the Sundowners. That's where I am, the right place, yeah. You know, over some weekend, they are spread right out because, and they've had difficulty actually walking past and being able to get into the indoor market. And people in the indoor market businesses were complaining that they were having people saying they're being obstructed from getting in. But that isn't, in fairness, that isn't just a deli, that's the Sundowners next door.
Yeah, and that suggests a licensing, a slight pavement license infringement, because I don't think we would grant that, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And the lines of their of the pavement licenses are quite, you know, they're there for a reason. And that's not a guideline. It's a of course. Yeah. I'll pass that on to licensing actually, just so they can, because we get as licensing we get sent these quite regularly. Not all of them will come here, but it's nice to hear these things, that people are having issues, because I can pass it on and go, look, I don't have a problem with this, but I have heard reports.
I think you just need something to say.
Move it back, yeah, yeah.
You know,
I can't, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So in terms of this, I can't see any difference, and I don't think anybody's noting anything particular about this one. So we have no comment to make. We now move to items for information. We have a notification of an appeal for the 22 Highbury Park application to propose to fell a lime tree. An appeal has been made to the Secretary of State against the decision to refuse to grant planning permission for the above proposed development. And the letter was attached. A new tree preservation order for 252 Exeter Road is also available on the agenda attachments. It appears that all the planning applications, except for 7 Woodlands Drive, East Devon have agreed with us. 7 Woodlands Drive, we objected, and they have granted conditional approval. Right.
Okay. Councillor Tim Dumper.
Sorry about this. I seem to have a lot to say today.
Is this about what you're saying?
I wanted to ask about the Douglas Gardens issue. AOB, really, now.
Yeah.
I think this again emphasises the fact that it would be very useful if there were a rather different timetable in terms of when we have to get our comments in versus when the public do, because half the time we are not receiving public comments so that we have them in front of us to use to comment with.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I mean, for a big one like that, obviously that was an issue.
Yeah.
And it may well be the one at Jewson's as well has more public comments as we go along. So I don't know whether it's a national requirement that we be exactly the same.
We're a statutory consultee, yeah, and we're bound by the same consultation deadlines.
I'll bring that up through DALC and see what can be done about that.
And obviously, in the case of Douglas Gardens, a lot of the residents were only aware of the application on Wednesday. So when we were putting the agenda together, there were no comments on the portal whatsoever that you could have taken into account if you'd wanted to, which is why Joe and I decided that it would be wise to defer it.
I think Ron's put it on the agenda because it was just there and it appeared. Yeah, and so it's what you would do as a matter of course. But in this case,
we'll be able to consider it towards the very end of the consultation period, because the deadline for comments is the 26th. We can consider it on the 24th, yes. But it all falls down to the timing of our meetings.
Yeah. So we're lucky for this one, aren't we, I think. But
it's national legislation. you know, the legislation says that we have the right to be consulted, but it's within the same consultation time frame as residents.
Okay, any further comments at all, or questions, or things you want to say? No? Okay, thank you very much, everyone.